from the Harvard Media News Center. This is Cruise News.
Good morning. I'm James, or Jimmy, as you know. Grant is still gone for the week. He will be back on Monday. I hate doing stories like this. A boy 11 years old was killed in a dog attack yesterday. Police are investigating the death of an 11-year-old boy following two dogs attacking him. Officers responded to the Summerside part of the city neighborhood yesterday around Monday at 8 p.m. And the boy was declared dead on the scene. The dogs were taken into animal control by peace officers, and he was attacked. He knew he was visiting the home in Summerside when the dogs attacked him, and the autopsy will be scheduled for today. It's such a brutal story. An 11-year-old boy lost his life.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings, okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Good morning. It's just Jimmy today. Grant is off for the rest of the week. He's moving the family into the plantation just outside the city, so he will be back Monday. Earlier in the first break there, I talked about that dog attack where an 11-year-old boy was killed. It does upset me greatly that a boy lost his life, but saying the text in and said, you know, let me know that it is a sad story, but it also angers me because people who own dogs should be able to control them. Like, you know, why was an 11-year-old boy with these dogs, and there wasn't an adult to stop this from happening? So it does anger me because it could have been prevented if the owner of the dogs were able to control them. So it bothers me in that way as well. You might want to know what's going on in the show today. We have a ticket giveaway. We're giving away tickets to Hart and Backman Turner Overdrive. That's going to be later in the show. I am going to do it in the 8, or I might change it. I changed my mind. Who knows? Just, it's my show. So I have that going on, and also, we have a contest going on. Show us your crack. We want to see your cracked windshield with Glass Masters. I don't even have the thing open because I'm on the wrong station. Glass Masters, show us your crack. You could win a $250 gift card to get a new windshield. Take a picture of your crack, your windshield that is, and post it on Twitter or Instagram and put the hashtag 957CruiseFM, fill my crack, and you could win a $250 gift card. We have one that we're giving away this Friday and one more we're giving away on the 12th. So you definitely want to get in on that. And it's going to be a fun show. In a short while, I am going to be doing a topic. It is about deal breakers. So that will be coming up also in a short while. So Steve-O, I'm going to do a topic here. Steve-O said he asked Bill Maher not to smoke weed during an interview that he was going to do with Bill Maher for his podcast. And because Steve-O did not want to be around him while he was smoking weed because he's been sober for 16 years and he just didn't want to be around the marijuana. So he basically said, hey, I can't do the podcast if you're going to smoke. So it was a deal breaker for him. What's your deal breaker for hanging out with someone, spending time, like going? My deal breaker is kind of the same thing. I don't like being around people that smoke weed indoors or cigars. I don't like the smell. It bothers me. And if people are going to do it in their house, I don't normally hang out there. What's your deal breaker for spending time with someone?
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
So the Panthers lose to the Habs 5-3. The Wild defeat the Sens 3-2. The Mighty Ducks douse the Flames 5-3. The Canucks are killed by the Golden Knights 6-3. And tonight, the Lightning are playing the Leafs. The Canucks are playing the Coyotes. And the Oil play the Stars tonight 7:30. Josh Doan, he has 5 points in his first three games in the NHL. That's awesome with the Coyotes. He's starting his career awesome. That's so cool. And the Blue Jays beat the Astros 2-1. And the Blue Jays home openers, April 8th, Rogers Center. That's a great day to watch a game.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So Grant is not here. I am totally on my own for the rest of the week. Grant will be back. I've still seen texts of people going, is Grant ever coming back? We need a fresh Grant report. Yes, he's coming back. He'll be back Monday. So my topic was dealing with deal breakers. As I said, Steve-O refused to do a podcast with Bill Maher because Bill Maher refused to not smoke weed while doing the podcast, and Steve-O wanted to stay away from the weed. So is there any deal breakers from you? We got a text in going, hey, you know, I don't bring a friend of mine to the bar anymore because he just goes there, drinks water, and munches off everybody else's food. He doesn't spend any money. So that's a deal breaker for hanging out with someone at a bar. What's your deal breaker? Shoot me a text, 780-989-0957.
From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
A strong earthquake rocks Taiwan and prompts warnings of tsunami in the region. Wednesday morning, so at 8 a.m. Taiwan time, which is 7 p.m. our time, there was a 7.2 on the Richter scale earthquake just off the coast of Taiwan. The city of Hualien was rocked really bad. It was near the epicenter. Buildings have collapsed. A five-story building was heavily damaged. There's buildings that are leaning at a 45-degree angle. The subway service in Taipei was shut down for a short time, but everything was back to normal in a few hours. Children are going to school, and the morning commute is back to normal. But there are people trapped in some of the buildings, and there is some damage. But that was just off, as I said, Taiwan. Hawaii or the BC's coast will not be affected by any possible tsunami. They said there has been no sign of that anywhere. That's the news.
Hello, I'm Floyd Robertson. Perhaps some of you know me from the SCTV News Center, where I co-anchor the news with Earl Cannonbear. Well, I guess some of you are wondering where I've been for the last year. Well, I've been here, at the Rolling Hills Alcoholic Rehabilitation Center.
So Joe Flaherty passed away yesterday at the age of on Monday, the age of 82. He's known as a founding member of SCTV. He was so funny in that show. I loved him. But he was in Happy Gilmore. He was the guy that was heckling Adam Sandler during the match, kept calling him a jackass. Such a funny guy. It's such a huge loss with his passing, and I just wanted to talk about it. He's such a funny guy and huge loss.
Cruise roads and weather.
Cruise traffic powered by Garage 104. Garage 104 has moved to serve you better. Check out their new location at 7311 77th Ave Northwest or visit garage104.com.
That was Mac. He's a radio suit that's here helping me all week because Grant's not here. So, and he's much better at reading than I am. So There's nothing going on right now for traffic. I haven't seen anything. If you do see something, shoot me a text. 780-989-0957. It's a high of plus 10 today with a chance of showers. Plus 2 on Thursday. Plus 4 on Friday with a chance of rain or snow. Right now it is plus 5.
Weekends on Cruise FM are evolving.
Now,
at 7311 77th Ave Northwest.
Or visit garage104.com.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
So the Panthers lose to the Habs last night 5-3. The Wild defeat the Sens 3-2. The Mighty Ducks douse the Flames 5-3. And the Canucks are killed by the Golden Knights 6-3. Tonight, the Lightning play the Maple Leafs, the Canucks play the Coyotes, and the Oil are playing the Stars tonight at 7:30. Josh Doane, he has 5 points in the first 3 games in the NHL with the Coyotes. That's awesome. He's starting his career out with a bang. And the Blue Jays beat the Astros 2-1, and Blue Jays home opener is April the 8th, Rogers Center. So exciting. That's going to be cool.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy today. It's me. Grant is moving into his new plantation this week. He'll be back on Monday. So there are new rumors out about the new iPhone 16. I don't know if you're one of those people that just love the getting the new phone as soon as it comes out. And all they're talking about is it's all about the camera. So it's a new physical camera button, better zoom, larger sensors, all that kind of stuff. It looks so cool. I'm not the guy that buys a new phone as soon as one's out, but I do quite regularly every couple of years buy a new phone, but I'm not a fan of buying one as soon as it's released because they haven't got all the bugs out yet. So, but this one looks awesome. And who knows? That might be next on my list.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's Jimmy here. Grant is on holidays. I'm sitting here dancing with myself. And we did get a winner for the BTO tickets. And BTO in heart. We do have another chance tomorrow to win. And we got a lot of stuff going on for Cruise FM right now. We still have that promo going on. Show us your crack. We want to see your cracked windshield. If you take a picture of your crack and send it, put it on on your social media, Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag 95.7 Cruise FM, fill my crack, and you could win a $250 gift card to Glassmasters. It's that simple. And we are giving away our next one April 5th, and we have one more to give away on the 12th. So take a picture of your crack, put it onto Twitter and Instagram at hashtag 957 Cruise FM, fill my crack, and you could win.
Cruise Mornings. We took 1 cup of butter, 2/3 of a cup of sugar, and 2 cups of flour, and made cookies. Anyway, this is Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Cookie?
So for those of you who are new to the show, I'm Jimmy. Grant is on holidays for the week. He's moving, but I am a little person. For those of you who don't know, I stand at about 4 feet tall. And when I was a kid, I had a condition. It was called hydrocephalus. So it was fluid buildup on my brain, which I needed to have a shunt put in to have it relieve the pressure from my brain. And over the years, I haven't had it ever changed. We've talked to the Hydrocephalus Society, and they said it normally is changed more often than never because I've never had it replaced since I was a kid. And not that long ago, I went to a neurologist to have them check it over and see if I'm still good, if I need to have it replaced. If you don't know what a shunt is, it's a plastic siphon that runs a tube from my brain, the right side of my brain, all the way down into my abdomen. And just the other day, I got a referral call from a neurosurgeon who knows a little bit more about shunts and where they're supposed to sit and all that kind of stuff. And I actually have a full-out phone call appointment with the doctor to talk over what's happening with my shunt, if there's any other issues that, like, stuff that needs to be done, if I need to get more scans or what the deal is. And I just wanted to follow up with you guys because I did a couple months ago say that I went. And so I have another appointment today. And what's going to happen is I will tell you tomorrow whether or not I need to have a brain transplant.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
The Panthers lose to the Habs 5-3. The Wild defeat the Sens 3-2. The Mighty Ducks douse the Flames 5-3. And the Canucks are killed by the Golden Knights 6-3. Tonight, the Lightning play the Leafs. The Canucks play the Coyotes. The Oilers play the Stars tonight at 7:30. And Josh Doan, he has 5 points right now in his first three games. He's just killing it. This is his first three games in the NHL. That's awesome. And the Blue Jays beat the Astros 2-1. And the Blue Jays home opener is April 8th, Rogers Center. I'm excited. I'll watch that on TV.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Grant is still moving into his plantation. He'll be back on Monday. And that was a cool tune from BTO right there. And I do have tickets for the rest of the week for the show with Backman Turner Overdrive and Hart. They are coming in November. Stay tuned tomorrow and Friday, and I will have some tickets. And I'm probably going to do it a little earlier tomorrow, just give other people a chance. And another thing that we have coming up here on Cruise is in April, there is Thunder Down Under at the venue at the River Cree. And yours truly, James White, also known as Cinnamon Jimmy, will be actually introducing the event. I'm really looking forward to it on the Thursday and the week of the 18th. I will be giving away tickets so you can come down and see it. If you don't know what Thunder Down Under is, it's Australian strippers. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being there, and stay tuned for tickets.
Don't worry, we'll never ask you if you're still listening. Unlike Netflix, that judgy Netflix.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So Jerry Bruckheimer had a recent interview dealing with actually the upcoming Top Gun 3. Now, it's not coming out for a while because, as we all know, Tom Cruise is busy with the Mission Impossible movies and all that kind of stuff. But there is going to be a Mission Impossible, a Top Gun 3. And it's kind of funny because if you remember the first one, the time between the first one and the second one was almost 36 years. And now Top Gun Maverick was so good. I had so much fun with that movie. It really had the right feel to it. And with Jerry Bruckheimer, he was one of the producers. He's saying they're working on a script. They already have a storyline of where they're going with this, but they're just trying to get an amazing script. We're still looking at a couple of years for this, but I would see this in a heartbeat. Top Gun 3, it would be something you have to see in the theaters. I love those movies. They get me all fired up all the time. And as soon as it's out, I'm in the theater.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Grant is off for the week, so it's just Jimmy today, and he will be back next week. The Forbes 2024 billionaire list just came out, and they added a brand new person to the list. It is Taylor Swift. She has made over $1 billion just from her music and performances alone. No other business opportunities. Got nothing else like that. But the billionaire list is huge. The total combined income on the billionaires list is $14.2 trillion. So all the people on that list, combined income is $14.2 trillion. That's amazing. The richest person on the list is a guy named Andrea Pegataro. He's from Italy. And he $27.5 billion. That is so crazy. This is an amazing list, but it's a big deal that Taylor Swift is on the list. I know we normally don't talk about her on the show, but that's a huge deal.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
It's just Jimmy today. Grant will be back on Monday. This is kind of an interesting story of Full House star David Coulier. He actually plays a voicemail of the late Bob Saget. That's kind of creepy. It's kind of sad, with the fact that he passed away. Bob Saget passed away in 2021, and Dave Coulier, he has a voicemail on his phone from the late Bob Saget, and it's a very heartfelt message. It was just after Dave Coulier's brother passed away, and it's actually Bob Saget died in 2022. It's sad. It's kind of creepy when you're sitting there and you're living your life after someone's passed and you hear that voice. I've had that happen to myself. We used to play a best of here, on the show, and it was a conversation with my dad, and as soon as I heard it, I just did a double take. It's kind of creepy when you hear that. And that's a cool thing to keep for Dave Coulier. His buddy, Bob Saget, his voice again. It's a good reminder.
Cruise Mornings. Happy to be your smart speaker alarm. Or snoozed alarm. Or snoozed alarm. Or snoozed. Or snoozed. Or snoozed. Just getting through right along with you. Grant and Jimmy.
That's it for me today. Grant will be back on Monday, so you've only got a couple more days of just me. I do need to thank all the encouragement from everybody on text. And just so you all are aware, I'm on air by myself, but I'm not in the room by myself. So we have Mac in here. He's a radio student. He's doing his practicum here at Harvard Media. And I do need to thank you, man. You've been running the board great. I probably would have really lost my mind if I was controlling the board as well as doing all this on-air stuff. I do need to thank you, and we've got a couple more days together. Hopefully you don't pull all your hair out working with me, but thanks a lot, man.
Hey, no, I appreciate it. I'm glad you gave me a chance to run the board.
Yes, and so there's just a couple more days left, and I will see you guys tomorrow.